Track 6, Installing New Rules. On the last track, we discussed the effects of stress on anger management clients. We discussed increased irritability, less control over impulses, and susceptibility to paranoia. We also included the Larson Anger Management Relaxation Breathing Exercise to help stressed clients relax. On track 2, we discussed 4 self-ordained rules of the road that caused anger management clients to react aggressively on the road. On this track, we will present the steps necessary to replace these rules with less stress-inducing rules. We'll discuss discussion, attitude change cards, debate, and relaxation exercise. The step in installing new rules is discussion. This first step, discussion, is used to examine the attitude the anger management client holds at this point and the new attitude that needs to replace it. For instance, one of the rules we discussed on track 2 was making good time. I tell my anger management clients that instead of holding to the rule making good time, to instead make time good. This involves making the journey a little bit more enjoyable and less stressful to the client, which will, obviously, prevent any of the effects we discussed on track 5. For this particular rule, a client might want to consider planning their trip at a much slower pace. Julie was a 20-year-old anger management client of mine who would try and make a competition out of long drives. She would pride herself on getting from point A to point B faster than any other driver. I asked Julie to commit herself to slowing down and planning for a slower-paced trip. Instead of going 70 to 80 miles per hour, to go 55 to 65 miles per hour. Julie promised to try it. On the way down to the beach, Julie went her usual speed, but coming back, she decided to slow down her pace. Julie stated, "There was such a difference in the quality of the trip. My sister and I bonded and laughed the entire way back. We even stopped at some interesting places and got even more photos to show our family when we got back. Even though we arrived an hour later than we would have, I feel that hour was not wasted at all." As you can see, by slowing down, Julie enjoyed herself and avoided stress. This tactic can also be applied to the other rules as well. The second step is attitude change cards. On the opposite sides of index cards, I asked my anger management clients suffering from road rage to put their old attitude and their new attitudes. Each side had 3 categories: stressor, urge, and statements. For the rule being number 1, the stressors were other speeding cars, the urge was to compete, and the statements that the clients would say to themselves were, "Be number 1, lead the pack, who's going to be first, and beat the other guy." The new attitude here was ideally, be a number 1 being. Instead of valuing competition, the value system needs to shift to being courteous. On the other side of the card, there are 3 more categories: event, urge, and statements. For the new attitude, be a number 1 being, the event was other speeding cars, but this time the urge was to be courteous and the statements were, the road's too dangerous for games, treat yourselves and your passengers respectfully, and enjoy your companions. Julie, who also held the being number 1 rule, tried this new attitude in the example above as well. Instead of competing with other drivers, she enjoyed the company of her sister instead of the competition brought on by a stressful long journey. In addition to discussion and attitude change cards, the third step is debate. I feel that to really acclimate an attitude, it is important to defend it first. For this exercise, I act as devil's advocate. I debate the old attitude while the anger management client argues for the new attitude. For the rule not letting the other driver to get away with it, this new attitude is entitled, "Be My Guest." Gerald, a 27-year-old anger management client of mine, held this rule. To debate for the old attitude, I stated, "I'm not going to let somebody just go around me if I'm in a hurry. I'm driving the speed limit. Why should I let them pass? It doesn't make sense. They're usually so pushy I can't even see their headlights. I hate people like that. They can just wait. I won't give in. I'm not a wimp. Somebody needs to show them that they can't just do that to people." To replace this attitude, a new sense of courteousness must be emphasized. Gerald responded to my statement with, "But these drivers aren't bad people. They're just in a hurry. They're running late. They need to be on time, just like you. You've been in their shoes. You don't need to make it personal, but you can make it easier for them. I promise it'll be painless if you get it over with quickly, just as you would if there were guests in your home. Let them go on their way and return to enjoying your life. Also, you might consider having the anger management client switch positions and argue for the other side as well. By knowing all they can about how these rules affect a person's personality, I find that clients are more willing to change their own attitudes." The fourth step is the relaxation exercise. I have found that if an anger management client is tense on the road, it becomes extremely difficult for them to concentrate on instilling these new beliefs into their behaviors. Kate was a 27-year-old client of mine who held the belief that certain drivers should not be allowed on the road. The new attitude I wished Kate to adopt was, "Everyone has a right." Before Kate would become angry whenever she saw an older person driving, she stated, "I used to think, why aren't they in a nursing home? Everybody knows they drive slowly and put everyone else in danger. Who keeps renewing their licenses?" Kate would then become so wrapped up in her prejudices, she wouldn't be able to concentrate on the road. Even though Kate had grown to accept the new rule, live and let live, when she was stressed, she found it near impossible to practice. To help Kate keep from stressing herself out, I recorded the following relaxation exercise for Kate to listen to when she began to feel tense about other drivers. I also asked her to use this exercise in conjunction with the other breathing exercise presented in the last track. 1. Breathe in and out peacefully at about the same rate as when you were counting to 5. Focus on the sensation of the air entering through your nostrils. Focus all your attention on that sensation, so you can feel the air as it tickles your nose hairs going in. Continue to focus on the sensation of your breath while breathing in and out. If you have any distracting thoughts, just notice them and gently bring your attention back to the sensation of your breath. Continue in this manner for as long as you wish. At the conclusion, let yourself gradually come back into the car. Open your eyes and look around and maintain the feeling of peacefulness that you've come to. Think of your Kate. Could he or she benefit from this relaxation exercise? On this track, we presented the steps necessary to replace an anger management client's predetermined rules with less stress-inducing rules. The rules are discussion, attitude change cards, debate, and relaxation exercise. On the next track, we will examine techniques to help anger management clients who respond negatively to other drivers. We will discuss general principles, Jekyll and Hyde visualization, and giving warning. Question 6. What are 5 steps in replacing an anger management client's predetermined rules with less stress-inducing rules?